This is Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken Press, bringing you another Out to Coop Extra, this time from the streets of Doylestown, Pennsylvania, for the March for Our Lives, the sibling march of the National March for Our Lives that took place on Saturday, March 24th, to bring an end to gun violence, bring about meaningful gun reform, and hopefully to address some of the underlying issues for the violence that plagues our culture. Today's Out to Coop Extra, I'll be turning you over to Seth Goldstein, who had the opportunity to interview some of the march's organizers from Bucks County, students associated with the Bucks Students Demand Action. The march in Doylestown was unbelievable. I was there too as well. Maybe you've seen some of the images that I've put up and some of the articles that I've written so far. But Seth really kind of was there from the beginning of the march to the end and had a chance to listen to hear some of the voices of the organizers and from these students from middle school and from high school about why they put this march together and why they were out there marching for their lives. So I'm going to leave you with Seth Goldstein, Raging Chicken Press. Remember, if you want to support this work, if you want to support the work of Raging Chicken Press, you want to keep the movement in the media and the media in the movement, become a member of Raging Chicken Press for as little as $5 a month. Simply go to patreon.com/rcpress and become a member. I leave you with Seth Goldstein, everybody.
This is Seth Goldstein with the Raging Chicken Press. I'm live at the rally for March for Our Lives. I'm here with a bunch of the student organizers of the March for Our Lives in Bucks County. Let's start right here.
Hello, my name is Sophie Cadan. I'm in grade 9 and I go to Lenape Middle School. One reason I decided to participate in this is because doing this is participating in something much bigger than ourselves, and I think that gun safety is everyone's problem, and it's definitely not something that's a right or left wing sort of thing. I think that everyone should be I think that everyone is involved in this, and it's not really pertaining to one sort of person or a certain age or anything like that. So I think that this is important for the safety of not just students, but everyone that lives in America that attends any public place.
Hi, my name is Olivia Mitchell. I am a junior at Council Rock High School South, and I've become a big part of the gun safety movement after my family has experienced gun violence as a result of domestic violence, and I was raised with the notion that guns kill and that needs to be taught in our schools and our people need to be protected instead of neglected.
Hi, I'm Kaylin Hoyt. I'm a senior at West this year, and I'm just here because I think it's important that students have a voice, because most of us don't have a vote, so it's important for us at least to join the conversation and get our concerns and our angers out. So I think it's really important today to get kids of all ages, as young as, like, I'm seeing kindergartners up until college students, and we all just deserve to be part of this conversation.
Hi, I'm Abby Jordan. I'm a sophomore at CB West. I think it's really important, this movement specifically, because it's a lot more impactful because now the students are speaking up and it's not just the adults. And like in school, we're taught to have our own opinions and have a voice, and then we're often shot down when it comes to the important stuff. So it's nice because now we actually get to have a say in what's going on.
I'm Bailey Weinhold. I'm a junior at CB West, and I'm here today because 268 kids have died in my lifetime because of gun violence or because of school shootings, and I think enough is enough, and it's our time to start doing things, and thank you.
I'm Annie Tyrone. I'm 14, and I go to Lenape Middle School. So I'm marching because I'm a victim of domestic gun violence myself, and I feel like that if I don't speak up and I don't start talking about it, then I'll just keep getting shoved back in the back of a closet and no one will talk about it. And I feel like, and it's just, I'm just done, because I'm done watching my peers get shot and killed, because Parkland was a community exactly like mine. And I just, like, keep getting the question asked, when is it going to be me? Like, who's going to be next? Like, when it will be me and my peers.
Yeah.
That's
Hi, I'm Liam Price, and why am I marching?
Yeah.
And I'm marching because I think this is really important to that our politicians, a lot of them aren't listening to us, and they're listening to money, and the NRA has that, and it's kind of terrible how NRA like was so involved in our election cycles, and that's why even like back like a week after Parkland, there was a vote in Florida for ban on assault rifles or a bill or something like that, and they didn't vote for it, and it's terrible because the NRA is just so involved in our politics.
Thanks.
Here are some sounds from the march. The police just estimated that there was close to 3,000 people at this march right now.
This is insane. This is amazing. How do you feel right now?
Good. It's exciting. I was nervous before, but now it's all that's happening. It's great.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, good
take on this event, the March for Our Lives rally in Doylestown, was incredible. The students who put it together showed us adults how things should be done, that they have a voice, that they matter, and they're not going to take it anymore. I'm inspired by these students, and to be honest with you, in the history of Doylestown, this is by far the biggest march that we've had in recent years. The Women's March was maybe 1,500 the first year, maybe 1,000 the next year. There's 3,000 people here, estimated by the police, marching for their lives against gun violence in the schools and in general. It was really, really impressive. And I hope you got a taste of what was going on. And you will all continue to help fight for sensible gun laws in this country, because it's getting ridiculous otherwise. This has been Seth Goldstein reporting for the Raging Chicken Press.